Lakeland. Fundraising efforts for the future Strathcona Performing Arts Center have reached the homestretch, but more support from the Lakeland region is needed to bring the project to fruition. Ballooning costs for construction paired with labor shortages has led to a delay in breaking ground on the theater project that the Clayton Bellamy Foundation for the Arts initially hoped to begin following the end of the school year. However, the state-of-the-art facility is still slated to begin construction before the end of the year, Lise Fielding told Lakeland this week. Fielding is the vice president of the Clayton Bellamy Foundation. Construction will definitely start this year. It is going to go ahead. We still want to capitalize on summer. We have just had a little bit of a delay, but we don't foresee it being a long delay, she said. When the foundation first proposed the Fine Arts Theater to municipalities in the region nearly 2 years ago, the total project was estimated to cost almost $1.2 million. Estimates later grew to $1.7 million. Tenders received for the project are now suggesting construction costs for the theater that will be built inside Bonneville Centralized High School will likely come in around $2.4 million. The foundation has already secured more than half the funds needed to cover the project's new price tag, but much of the theater's funding is contingent on construction starting in 2023. The foundation's committee is working overtime to get the remaining funding in place before shovels hit the ground. We have every confidence we'll get there, but we really just need the community to get behind us on this and give us that final push, said Fielding. While the Strathcona Performing Arts Center is not the only construction project in the region to see prices double or even triple, the foundation's vice president noted that all they are focused on now is raising more funds for the community project. We're committed and passionate about this project, she said, adding that, Clayton's determination on this is awe-inspiring. Related story. Clayton Bellamy asks municipalities to support creation of Fine Arts Theater to lighten the financial load of the project. The foundation has made the tough decision to trim office space and other behind-the-scenes items from the initial build. We cut a lot of the things that the public won't see, but we haven't cut anything that is integral to the theater sound, feel or the public or performers' experience, Fielding noted. Suggestions had been made to move away from a specialized stage floor designed for dance performances in an effort to save costs. But the foundation was firm it would not comprise on elements that would eliminate possible users of the facility. Our tagline is, help us hit the high notes, and we are sincerely hoping that our community, which has already gotten behind us, can help us cross the finish line and get this theater built, said Fielding. One way that community members and businesses can support the Strathcona Performing Arts Center reach its fundraising goals is by attending the upcoming Celebrity Gala and Golf taking place on September 1-2. While the events that span over 2 days are related, attendance of one is not required for the other. Tables and individual tickets for the gala can be purchased at Tellier Guardian Pharmacy, Napa Northern Truck and Industrial Supplies, or online through ClaytonBellamyFoundation.org. Currently, there are 20 spots left for teams to register for the golf event. The full day of golf also comes with opportunities to win vehicles or an ATV thanks to Ducharme Motors, Bonneville Dodge, Tercier Motors and 54 North, which have all sponsored a hole. There will also be an opportunity to take part in a $1 million hole in one, sponsored by Napa. What we really need is for people to come on board in any way they can. We've tried to make it as appealing to everybody as we can from $125 to buy a ticket to the Celebrity Gala, all the way up to $150,000 sponsorship if you want your business to have prominence in the theater. The public also has the opportunity to be recognized by sponsoring individual theater seats. For $250, you get your nameplate on a theater seat. We're not taking them on and off. So, it'll be forever, Fielding explained. The foundation is also looking for volunteers for the upcoming Celebrity Gala and Golf. Anyone interested in volunteering can reach out to Lise Fielding at lfielding@stingray.com. Town Tables talks on waiving theater building permit. a request by the Clayton Bellamy Foundation to waive building permit fees for the Strathcona Performing Arts Center was tabled during a special Town of Bonnyville Council meeting held over the noon hour on August 2. Based on the current building cost of the theater, roughly $2.4 million, the total fees for the building permit and safety code fees are estimated to be $14,038. The foundation's architectural firm, Work & Garrick Partnership, has applied for and obtained a development permit from the town at the cost of $300. The foundation is also requesting that these funds be refunded. To date, the town has contributed $102,500 to the foundation for the Performing Arts Center. This includes a donation of $100,000 and $2,500 sponsorship to the Celebrity Golf and Gala event. During the meeting, council members expressed concern over receiving a third request for funding for the project and the ongoing increase in costs associated with the construction of the theater. Council moved to table the decision and requested representatives from the foundation come as a delegation to provide council with more information and an updated timeline for construction.